News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I don't see the point of being left in a chair in a body that is wasting away. Those are the words of Siobhan Malone McBaron, who has muscular dystrophy, a rare neuromuscular disease, and she joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Siobhan. I know you have had an incredibly tough time with your health in general, which has, I suppose, brought you to this point where you've started to talk about things like assisted dying. Can you tell us a little bit about your condition and how you are? And good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. I have muscular dystrophy and it started in my late teens. I noticed that my fitness levels was declining and it was taking my body to recover longer from exercise. At first, I thought I was overdoing it, but after a while of ongoing symptoms and pain, I woke up one morning and felt like my lower limbs were on fire, and this urged me to get checked out if something was not right. After loads of blood work scans and muscle biopsies, I was eventually diagnosed with muscular dystrophy by Professor Hardiman in Beaumont Hospital when I was 20.
Okay.
I'd never even heard of muscular dystrophy at this stage or knew nothing about it. I just remember hearing the words, lose your mobility over time, and it was a progressive disease. Where I am at the moment is I struggle with day-to-day activities that people take for granted. I'm very aware I'm losing more and more of myself to this disease as the decline is ongoing.
So, Siobhan, for people who don't know what it is, it's a progressive muscle weakness. So you can't use muscles anymore the way you would have once done.
Yeah.
And so you're still walking, aren't you?
I'm still walking, but I struggle with the basic demands that a normal body for a fit and healthy person will take for granted. I struggle with steps, rising from seats, from chairs. My balance is extremely bad, and I struggle to walk long distances because the integrity of my muscles is wasting away and I just don't have the strength.
Okay. And then I'm right in thinking you developed cancer.
Yes. I got diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer at the age of 32.
Have felt, Siobhan, like you couldn't get a break.
The best way to describe it is I actually thought that someone had a voodoo doll of me, and instead of sticking needles in, they were attacking me with, instead of pins, they were attacking me with knitting needles. It was hard to deal with. It was a lot. It just seemed like a never-ending nightmare.
I can't imagine it's such a lot for one person to deal with and so young, and you sound quite positive, but I know you want to talk about assisted dying because the conditions that you have with the legislation that will be brought in here, if it is brought in here, you wouldn't be eligible for that kind of, I suppose, action. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I don't fit the terms that they have used, that they have put forward. My illness is progressive. It's life debilitating. There is no cure for it. I will never be in remission, but I don't fall into the terminal that the 6 months or the year of the neurological disorders. There's no defined timeline for my illness. My illness is ongoing and they can't say how it will progress or at what pace, because it's so individualised that they don't know.
Okay.
They don't know what my future is.
And Siobhan, are you saying that you want that to be an option for you?
Of course I do. I think compassionate legislation should be included for life debilitating conditions that have no cure or treatment, that have no defined timeline. For me, a life being heavily dependent on opioids and antidepressants, it's not living when all you do is barely existing in a body that's fading away. And all it ends up doing is adding longevity to unbearable suffering.
And can I ask you, and I don't mean to be, and I swear to you, I don't mean to be insensitive. I'm sort of doing devil's advocate. What about what people say is that what someone like yourself doesn't need is assisted dying. They need more support. They need more help. They need whatever it takes to make life better for you, not to take your life away.
I understand that, and I appreciate that services will always need to be improved and the healthcare system is always advancing. But for me at the moment, there is no cure, there is no treatment for my disease. My body is fading away and I'm just the host for muscular dystrophy. I'm a stranger in my own body. I wake up every day and no 2 days are the same. I never know what I'm going to wake up to in terms of fatigue and tiredness.
Look, I do appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us this morning, Siobhan, and our sincere thoughts are with you, that I know you're going through so much, but thank you very much for coming on and I suppose discussing, it's a very complex and a very difficult issue, but we do appreciate it. That is Siobhan Malone-McBaron, who has muscular dystrophy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.